episode 2637, Take Charge of Your Health.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. I hope you're ready to be turned upside down because it's all about healthy living and what's going on every single day of our life, the chaos, the charisma, also the challenges, all of it needs for us to come together and really work on what our mind and body is doing together. So it's time to take charge of your health. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, I must ask, how's your spring break going? Do you even have one? Maybe you already had it. Well, it's usually happening in the month of March. Sometimes it does push in to the beginning of April. And boy, it is so awesome. We have our daughter and grandbaby here and our son-in-law. And we just have a house full of activity. It's a party every day. But with that party comes real struggles, healthy living. Let me tell you, it's so easy to go down the street and hit that five and dime, give me whatever I want to eat time. And that's anything, right? It's called fast food. And fast food doesn't have to be 2 minutes given to you. You may go to a restaurant now and do takeout. It's really changed from the pandemic. So let me ask you this. How has the past couple of years derailed your health or caused you to question your lifestyle? Have you found it to be challenging? Maybe your challenge is more so along the lines of, I just don't want to do it. There's just too much happening. Take charge of your health to live better, love deeper, and impact greater. So a serious question, how are you feeling today? And please, please don't push me aside with the I'm fine or busy statement. That's too short. I'm really asking you the question. I have been living the rigmarole for the past couple of years, just like you. But for me, it happened in my perimenopause to postmenopause that got me all worked up. I'm at that age. It's a wonderful age. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I'm in a different season with my children. We have a grandson. And life is just always on the go. It's changing. Because change is a constant. But between weight gain, hot flashes, sleepless nights, unbalanced meals, too much travel, and added stress from life, my mind and body has had an extremely tough time keeping up with the chaos and craziness. Now, I could sit here and make excuses for what I did and how I got here. However, some of it can be explained while others just happened. I don't have a reason. Okay, maybe I do. I made a choice. I decided, though, about 9 months into the pandemic that I would let my body go through perimenopause naturally. That was my decision. I did not, listen to me carefully, I did not talk to my physician. However, understand this. I encourage you to, but I'm coming from a healthy perspective, as in I was feeling fine. There was nothing really traumatic going on except for the symptoms of hormonal imbalances. And honestly, I could handle it. And I didn't want to do anything crazy. I tried the pill for, oh my goodness, not even like 3 months. And I might as well have been pregnant because I was gaining weight. I felt miserable. I was bloated all the time. It just really upset me. And I was like, you know what? I got to let God take this. Now, understand, please hear me. This is my body. Your body is unique to you. So you have got to do what's right. So you do want to contact your physician, your medical provider. Keep them in the loop as to what you're looking for. But for me, had I already gone through some things early in life, and I was like, you know what? Hormone replacement is not for me. That's not to say that I wouldn't, you know, ask somebody to go and look into it for themselves. Each person has to make those individual decisions. For me, though, Honestly, it was lots of patience with extremely detailed attention to my body. Now, some things I experienced made sense. Then there were moments I thought, how can this get any worse? Let me just tell you, I thought working out was hard. The hot flashes I had at the very beginning, when they started, it was like I'd just finished a workout. I was dripping sweat. This wasn't just like, oh my goodness, I feel like my body's on fire. No, it was literally like I had finished a workout and there was sweat running down my back. I really thought I needed to take a shower every single time I had a hot flash. Talk about an inconvenience. Talk about frustrated. I was there. How could this get any worse? I was ready to be done. What about you? Are you sitting at a crossroad with spring here and summer around the corner? June will be here before you know it. Why not welcome summer in with a bang, a lifestyle that you can continue without the frustration, fatigue, or even fear? Take charge of your health. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Take charge of your health. And this charge must come from a much deeper than, well, you know, I just want to lose 15 pounds. That was for your late 20s, early 30s, maybe squeaking in to upper 30s. But you just can't say, I just want to lose 15 pounds. There's got to be something more to it. You are aging. Own it. It's an incredible ride, but it's going to take work. So I've got three questions I want you to consider. Number one, what is your why? You need to hit the real reason, not fluffy stuff that doesn't impact your current habits. I've done this work already, and it's not fun. I'm just telling you like it is. Why? Because I don't want to look at that part of me. I'm like, really? Why do I have to keep battling this? Why is this the thorn in my side? And then there's another part of me that deals with my genes. And some of it, I can change a little bit, but a lot of it is just figuring it all out. So what is your why? Well, mine's a really big one. I have a grandson, and he is fully walking all over the place. And now when he looks like he's running, oh my goodness, it's the cutest little thing, and his hair is blonde and long, and it just kind of, you know, flops, and he's got these little cute little, just little twist of a curl, not a full twist, but just a little updo in the back, especially when it gets a little hot. I want to be able to run and chase him all over my house. I want to go swimming and not have to worry, oh my gosh, am I going to lose my bottoms because of my extra roll or two? Am I going to be winded walking up the stairs? Am I going to have to feel like, oh my gosh, I've got to go eat something, when really I'm not hungry, yet I don't really know when I'm hungry because I don't have a full factor. My why is big. It's not just about me. I have a grandson. My husband is getting settled in to his incredible new position, and I want to be there to support him. I also want to be able to look at myself and smile. I don't want to sit there and look at my reflection and say, you know what, girl, you can still do better. I want to live better. I want to love deeper, and I want to impact greater. What is your why? Number two, what are your options? There are so many options to choose from when it comes to healthy living. Maybe it's choosing the correct meal plan and sticking to a walking regimen. Maybe it's alternating strength training and walking along with more greens and less packages. And what I mean by that is processed food that will set you on a more productive path. What are your options? If you're like, well, you know what, Christiane, I don't have a lot of financial resources. So what can I do? Well, what can you do that fits in your budget? Well, what about eating greens? Vegetables are not that expensive. Buy the ones that you will eat and plan it. If you're going to buy celery to eat celery, bring home the celery stalk, and then cut it up. So when you open up the refrigerator door, the celery goes, hello, eat me. Okay, that was horrible. If the celery said that to me, I would run the other direction. But you get my point. If it's there in a stalk, you're not going to grab it. You're going to go and say, I can open up the pantry drawer and grab some chips or something. And it's much faster. It's not hard to make simple changes, but you have to be willing to do so. If you want to cut out sugar, what can you cut out? If you're in a really stressful time and you need some extra caffeine, okay, maybe you don't drink 4 sodas a day. Maybe you cut it down to 3 and then cut it down to 2 and exchange that with water. If you're one who goes to the refrigerator and every single time you go to the fridge, you're grabbing out something to drink that comes in a can or something, then buy yourself bottled water, put it in there, and grab the bottled water instead. Yes, I'm all for saving our planet, but you're trying to change a lifestyle. And what you've done is ingrained within you. So make it simple for a little while. And then you can go and say, I'm going to get my water bottle and I'm just going to fill it up. It'll be great. You know, I'll drink my gallon a day and it'll be fine. But right now, measure it differently. It's a lot easier to feel accomplished when you've drank 4 water bottles versus, oh my gosh, I still have 3/4 of this big, huge gallon of jug sitting in front of me. Okay? Let's be real. Take charge of your health. What are your options? And finally, 3, what do you need for this season? You may have a laundry list of stuff you want to change regarding your body, like weight, workouts, food consumed, intermittent fasting, gut healing, you name it, you probably want to do it. There's so many different things. You need to analyze your position and what posture you want to construct for your body. And what I mean by that is, what do you need right now? Right now, to create your now. What is it? If you are always sitting in a chair, maybe it's simply walking. If it's one where you're grabbing those sodas, then stop. Start grabbing some water bottles. Go every other one. Seriously, if you're that addicted, notice I'm not sitting here going, you got to cut everything out, make the change drastic. Some people, that's the only way it works. But for most people, it doesn't. You've got to do what works for you in the season that you're in. So you grab your soda, which might be your pick-me-up in the morning. Then you grab next a water bottle. Then you grab your soda. Then you grab a water bottle. Then you grab a soda. And pretty soon, go for every soda that you drink, you get 2 water bottles next. Then it's for every 1 soda that you drink, it's 3 water bottles. Do you see? And pretty soon, guess what? You don't need as much soda. You give your body time to absorb the change. It's more of a mindset than it is a physicality. We get in habits of what we like to do and what we want to find. Figure out what to replace. What do you need for this season? Figuring out how to live a healthy style can be a daunting task every day. But the key is focusing on the one thing every day. But I understand there's going to be circumstances that are going to require you to work in harmony. So for me, I want to give you a quick update here. I'm working with some key individuals on my healthy lifestyle, experimenting with various advanced technologies. It's really cool. Artificial intelligence even, CGMs, which is continuous glucose monitors, supplements, while learning more about what I still don't know. I know a lot, but there still is a lot more to learn. It's a process and it isn't easy, but oh, how exciting it is. And I'm also only including certain people in what I'm doing. I haven't told everybody in the world. Okay, that's a lie. I just told you. The thing is, though, you're different. You're part of the family. And so my family knows and understands. Why? Because they can support me. But let me enter this into your mind. If you feel like telling your family is actually going to be destructive to you because they're going to say, oh, you don't need to lose weight. You don't need to change anything. You're doing just fine. Maybe it's because of their issues, not your issues. Then you don't need to tell them. Just show them. And it's okay. But I want you to know that it's important for you to have people around you that will lift you up, that will inspire you, to help keep you on track, and yes, hold you accountable. So this week, I'm in preparation for my new fitness and gut health regimen, monitoring my fat burning versus my sugar burning protocols, and I'm adding in my CGMs later this week. It's crazy busy. Do I really have time for it? No, I do not. It's spring break, I said. And so now I have everybody here. I have a completely full house. Oh, and by the way, we're also doing some remodeling to the home. It is crazy. Absolutely. But understand this. There is no better time than the present. Because there's not going to be a perfect time. So join me in this adventure. Let's share our stories and struggles to get us to the other side. Go out, take charge of your health, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.